very grateful to be here with all of you.
Very grateful to be with you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Swami Vivekananda Acharya Divine Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai Vishnu Bhakta Paramahansa Paripravati Acharya Vasudha Sarasvati Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada ki
jai.
Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
Namacharya Srila Thakur ki
jai.
Prezi Gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivacharya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyamasunda Radha Kunda Kirti Vardhan ki
jai.
Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki
jai.
Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki
jai.
Samaveda Vaishnava Vrinda ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam Vyas ki
jai.
Gaur Premananda
Hari Guru.
All glories to the assembled
glories.
All glories to the Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, and the title is Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. And today's text is 19. Goddess, it's in the spiritual world. Avijaya Dasya Badami, Bhagishata Subhatani. So she resides at the face of the Lord. Whenever the Lord speaks, like Bhagavatam is spoken, she is there. She is making it available. And she also, in the heart, origin in the heart, Jasaste Hridaya Shambhi, who actually revive our relationship with the Lord. And to Bearsdev, who mercifully wrote it down, from his yoga brain like myself, and to Srila Prabhupada, who out of his compassionate nature translated and gave his own commentary. And to all of you who take valuable time and participate in the temple program to do this sadhana. So today's verse 19, I'm going to read the word to word synonyms first. So when we recite the prayers, you can have, hopefully, it will evoke our some feeling for the Lord and Brahmaji, who is the perfect candidate to deliver this message. Come unto Lord Brahma. Priyamanam,
Priyamanam,
worthy of being dear,
worthy of being dear,
Samupasthitam,
Samupasthitam,
present before, Kavim,
Kavim,
the great scholar, Praja,
Praja,
living entity, Visharge,
Visharge,
in the matter of creation,
Nija,
Shasana,
control.
Arhanam,
just suitable.
Bhavhashe,
address.
Isha,
smile.
Smita,
smiling.
Sochisha, with enlightening.
Ira,
words.
Priya,
beloved.
Priyam,
the counterpart of love.
Prita mana,
being very much pleased.
Kare,
by the hand.
Sprisham,
shaking.
Shaking.
Like a handshake, not shaking.
Tam priyamanam samupasthitam kavim.
Praja visharge nija shasanarhanam. Bhavashe ishat smita sochisa gira.
Priyamanam samupasthitam kavim.
Sitam Kavim.
Tam Priyamanam Samupasitam Kavim.
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita. No one is more dear than the one who takes the task of reclaiming the fallen souls back to God. Anyone knows who Prabhupada is talking about? Who are those fortunate souls? Thank you. Ishwara devotees, yes. There are many renegades from the Brahma Sampradaya whose only business is to make man more forgetful of the Lord and thus entangle them more and more in material existence. And I'm sure you know who they are. I don't need to elaborate about it. Such persons are never dear to the Lord, and the Lord sends them deeper into the darkest region of matter so that such envious demons may not be able to know the Supreme Lord. Anyone, however, preaching the mission of the Lord in the line of the Brahma Sampradaya is always dear to the Lord, and the Lord, being satisfied with such a preacher of the authorized bhakti cult, shakes hands with him in great satisfaction. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayamayupadamayam. Do you know when this was composed by you? Because Prabhupada said each prayer in Mangalacharan are very important. And if you trace in database, you will find the past tense of each prayer. This was composed by Narottamdas Thakur when he saw the presence of the Panchatattva while he was singing the Garin Heart, glorifying the Lord. So very nice. And the next prayers, who did the next prayers? The big one. Bande aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sarup Damodar. In the middle of the night, Lord Chaitanya would grab his neck by the left hand, just like this Prabhupada says. I mean, I'm just putting in a picture. Prabhupada explained this. And Mahaprabhu would tell him, why did I come to this world? Do you know? I tell you the secret. I really want the soul to come back home. It's too long journey. And then Swarup Damodar, next day, he would go and he composed this. What happened last night? So this is the prayers by Swarup Damodar. So we are not praying. We are assisting Swarup Damodar under Prabhupada's guidance. Who is praying to this? So we can fold our hand and pray. Each prayer has a very significant. Bande Guru. Shukabhagam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Paditanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
This is a beautiful purport. Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning of the purport, he writes, the creation of the material world is not blind or accidental, because there is an architect, an engineer behind the whole construction, and there is a proprietor. Krishna has a purpose. He has a purpose why he created this material world. An architect, or you can say blueprint of the architect, is the Brahmaji, who is going to manifest all this. What is the purpose? What purpose drives each of our life? If we ask this question, it will be easy for our journey, and we will be satisfied with the result we get. But if we do not have a purpose-driven life, then it will be difficult. What are you doing? I'm still chanting. Well, what do you expect to happen? I don't know. Mercy? What mercy? I don't know. So then it is not purpose-driven. Prabhupada had, when he arrived in New York, one lecture. It's still ringing in my ear. I heard this probably 50 times just to get into it. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a mission. Mission means potential. In future you want to see. He says, Prithivite Ashejata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Haive Mor Naam. Mahaprabhu wanted to see every town and village, people sing, glorify Krishna's name. Then Prabhupada says, my Guru Maharaj had a mission to fulfill the vision of Mahaprabhu. I have the same mission. And then he says, if you all can adopt that mission, we all can be happy. We all want to be happy. If you look at Krishna speaking of Bhagavad Gita, or Sukhdev Goswami speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a purpose driven. And the purpose Lord Krishna had on Bhagavad Gita, I mentioned this maybe once before, or maybe you may remember, you may not remember. The whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is only 5 bullet points we should have forefront all the time. Be aware of Krishna. Become his devotee, serve him, surrender to him, share this knowledge with others. That's it. This is our purpose driven. Think of, be aware of Krishna, how everything is related. Then become his devotee. Well, it's easy to say, but becoming devotee means you really have to adapt. It's not going to happen. Consciously we have to adapt how the senior devotee taking so much risk is. The way Prabhupada put this purport is very illuminating. We must learn how to take risk in life. Why? Because we want to advance. There is no advancement without taking risk. Responsibility means you taking the risk. Risk means advanced selection and elimination. What do you really want to see 5 years from now? Where I want to see Pram Govinda Das? I have to focus. Now certain thing I cannot control, what is going to happen in my life. You know, somebody may say something in Facebook or whatever about me or whatever. That I don't have a control. But I do have a control what I want to think, where I want to go. Nobody can stop me to advance in Krishna consciousness. to love Krishna more and more, I have no competition. But if I want to take somebody's position, I have a competition. But to love Krishna, I can love as much I want. Krishna will reciprocate. So it's very, very wonderful the way Prabhupada put each purport. A perfect spiritual leader. Then Prabhupada writes, the living entities who are ever conditioned, or nitya baddha are thus given a chance for liberation under the guidance of his own representative like Brahmaji. So nitya baddha, of course, I'm not going to have an argument of whether we are nitya baddha or since time immemorial, you all are very aware of it. Nitya baddha means we are eternal, but we are conditioned now, not eternally conditioned. Sanskrit word you can play and try to fit according to your agenda. If you want to argue with someone, you can say, we are not eternal conditioned. Actually, Madhvacharya, I remember Sadabuddha Prabhu on the lunch, Sunday lunch, Sunday feast lunch, prasadam time. Oh my God, we had a 3 hours argument on this many years back because Sadabuddha Prabhu was into it. And Madhvacharya did say, I read that Madhvacharya, he is our Acharya also, this Brahma Sampradaya. Madhvacharya did say that there are 4 annihilation. I'm sure you all are familiar with it. There are 5. 4 annihilation. One is every day or you take birth and you die. That's one. Pralaya or annihilation. Another is every day of Brahmaji, there is a beginning, morning and end. He goes to sleep, not like us. He converses with Krishna whole night. Not that he had a 12-hour sleep. Somebody actually did ask that question. So Brahmaji sleep 12 hours, why we have to sleep only 6 hours? Brahmaji does not sleep in tamagun. Brahmaji has a conversation whole night. What will happen tomorrow? What incarnation will come? Every day there is an incarnation. What are the teaching? Where these souls are? It's a whole journal Brahmaji writes every day and he has to converse. It's a lot of, it's not a sleep. And then, third annihilation is end of Brahmaji's life. The whole creation is finished. The fourth annihilation, now all these 3 are under the time bound, you can say. Time causes. This body I have, time causes, it will be finished. Even the day of Brahma is under the spell of time. Even the entire life of Brahma under the spell of time. But the fourth annihilation is the most important. What Prabhupada writes on the third line, the Lord instructs Brahma in Vedic knowledge in order to diffuse this knowledge to the conditioned soul. This is the cause of the fourth annihilation. No demigod, even Guru, even Krishna cannot create that annihilation. Each of us have to create that annihilation. You want to go back home, you want to serve Krishna, you really have a desire, you have accepted the subordination, 2 things are most prominent. Then the fourth annihilation will take place. And if you want to know more detail, this is in 12th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 4 to 7. Very details given in a shorter version. So according to Madhvacharya, that end of Brahmaji's annihilation, if you did not purify your consciousness, you did not develop bhakti, then next creation, or you can say you will be stuck in the womb of Mahavishnu forever. So that's why he calls it Nitya Baddha. Just by reading that, I got scared actually, believe or not. But I'm not going to discuss whether we'll ever come back. What about new creation, new universe coming? Well, there is no guarantee that you'll be in the new creation. Who is guaranteeing? Anybody knows? Any reference? No. That's why Madhvacharya is right from his angle. But our conclusion is, Prabhus and Mothers, prepare yourself to make the final death, final leap to die, final death to live eternally in spiritual world. That is up to you. It is not up to Prabhupada, it is not up to Krishna, it is not up to anybody. It is up to you, your decision. You are product of your own decision right now. I am product of my own decision. What decision I made last life, I see the reaction in this life. Nobody has to complain. That's very interesting. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur in one conversation says, anybody complain about their own life is not a sign of intelligence, because intelligent people never fight with their own stool, because stool smells, you know. I'm sure you all are familiar, maybe. So you flush it out. Why you flush it out? You don't want to smell. So whatever is happening in my life, it is my own product of my own decision previously I made. So therefore, no complaint should be there. We should like accept this path and get out. Of course, it's not that easy. As I mentioned, Prabhupada says he has a mission, and if we can engage the whole world to become an assistant in the mission of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then they all will be in Golok Vrindavan. That is the ticket for me. But to do that, we have to develop our commitment. When you say you read books, when you say you hear Bhagavatam, or whatever we do in daytime, if no commitment is developing in the heart, that means the reading is not done or hearing is not done. We are dynamic. Krishna is dynamic. Spiritual world is dynamic. Material world is stagnant. If I am chanting every day and nothing is happening, something is wrong definitely. Because we are not made of dead matter. Conscious being. We are conscious being. Conscious being means our thinking, feeling, willing has to change. So there has to be commitment. Without commitment, there is no genuine, tangible progression. Satam prasangat mama bija sambhida. In that verse, 325-25, Prabhupada writes, if you want to see tangible, like measurable, specific, you can see yourself actually progressing, then you have to make commitment. Without commitment in spiritual life, tangible result will not be there. It will take few life. So there has to be commitment, and commitment has to go from one level to another level to another level to another level. This is what nectar of devotion. I'm sure some of you heard in a morning walk, Srila Prabhupada writes, without this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is nectar of devotion, but in that morning walk, Prabhupada said, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, nobody can understand what Krishna consciousness is. That scared me, that sentence. So I really always have some attraction for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu summarize strategic planning, where you are in your spiritual level right now. Where are you? You can detect, do I feel attraction to chant? Do I feel to get up in the morning to come to temple or some association, wherever you are? Or I don't feel like, means tamogun is pulling me. You can detect, nobody else can detect. So, you have to know where you are. And then you have to see where you want to go and how to go. This is all nectar of devotion. Nectar of devotion is nothing but strategic planning. Where am I, where I should be, and how to go there. And this is all Prabhupada's commentary in Nectar of Devotion. So many chapters, at least up to 19 chapters. Compulsory, every devotee should not memorize, at least should read as many times. This is the one book I know that Prabhupada was asked by his follower. We didn't get it. Prabhupada said, read it again. Prabhupada, we didn't get it. Read it again. On the third time he said, read it as long as it's required to get it. So, those who are listening online, please read Nectar of Devotion again and again and again. It should be forefront. Where I am, Nectar of Devotion can tell you actually where you are. And guess one way you can find out. Find the best 10 friends you have. What level of consciousness they are, you are in that consciousness. It's scary or can be illuminating. If you have a first class association, don't hang around with the people who are not interested for the ultimate goal. Those who are interested to make commitment into the movement, it doesn't matter how many criticism, how many all these things going on, the plurality of, you know, good and bad will be always there. But we have to go on because death is coming. Whether I like or not, death is coming. And that's the exam. Why death is important? It's not only for the Hare Krishna people, for the whole world. Jam jam bebi smaran bhava tejat ante kalevaram. Tejat ante, at the moment of death, it will determine where you're going to go. It is for everybody. So I have a beautiful discussion with a few senior devotees, very nice, in New Vrindavan in New York. So I made a little note. It's a very interesting note. How to detect where you are? You can look at Bhagavad Gita 12.8. Mai eva mana adhasta mai buddhi nivesha. How much time I actually thought of Krishna? I'm working. In between work, I thought of Krishna, or beginning of work and end of work, I thought of Krishna? Or did it really transform that I was thinking of Krishna in between I was working? Well, you can answer. I cannot answer for you. I can answer for me. So that verse says, 12.8, that when somebody is fully absorbed through the mind, without mind, and without intelligence, you cannot be Krishna consciousness. 6.5, Krishna says, Uddhar. Uddhar means deliver me, elevate me, take me out of this. Uddharet atma atmana ayam, na atma avasadayet atmaiva atmana bandhur, atmaiva ripur atmana. If you have to deliver yourself through the mind, so we have to absorb our mind. Generally, I used to have a bad connotation. I think the mind is bad. No, mind is not bad or good. Mind is like a computer. Is computer bad because I got a bad email? No, it's not a fault of computer. Mind is a media. Whether it's good or bad, come, it depends what I'm focusing. I may not be able to. Well, not may not be. I don't have a control what will pass through the mind. Because it is attraction to this world coming from where? Attraction to this world, to anybody or anything, coming from pre-impression. But the desire is coming from contemplation. The big difference. So what is passing through, I don't know. But what I'll focus, it's up to me. It is not up to Krishna or Prabhupada what I will focus. So if I don't want to be disturbed by something, then I don't have to focus on this. Of course, your sadhana will give you the potency to whether you can focus or not focus. one lecture, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, once a conditioned soul is initiated, it is not meant to remain as a child, but to grow devotionally. I'm sure this mother was dancing with the child. Every mother expects the child to grow. You don't think like child should remain child forever, right? You want child to grow and live on his or her own choice of life. So ultimate goal of committed devotee is to take responsibility. Therefore, the effort of cultivate committed devotee is based on the principle of responsibility. Just like Rupa Goswami Pad, Prabhupada Rite, and Sanatana Goswami took direct lesson from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went to Vrindavan and dedicated their life for Lord's mission. We see, or I see, Srila Prabhupada also took responsibility of spreading the message of Lord around the world under the direction of his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I made a few questions. One question is, also I found the answer from Prabhupada's books. Spiritual growth is automatically after receiving initiation. Just chant four egalitarian principle, automatically it will grow. Answer is, spiritual growth is intentional, not automatic. Next question is, spiritual growth is mystical, attainable by very few devotees. Like one devotee would say, oh, he's from India, he can remember some sloka. No, sloka remembrance is not Indian or American. Spiritual growth is practical and within the reach of every aspiring and sincere devotee who wants to have it earnestly. A spiritual maturity can occur if you find the right formula. The truth is, spiritual growth is a process that must be diligently followed over time, relentlessly. Another misunderstanding also there, I mean, at least amongst my friends I see, they think that spiritual maturity is measured by knowledge. You ask any question, he or she answer. Oh my God, that person is advanced. We think, or I think, maybe you don't think. Actually, spiritual maturity is demonstrated by behavior. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, dharma sthapane tu sadhur vyavahar. He said that the world will learn Krishna consciousness through the behavior and attitude of the devotee. Another question was discussed. Spiritual growth is a personal and private matter. Don't tell what I advance or how far I advance or what my realization is. Actually, the answer is responsibility is the key to grow. Sometime, someone also told me, all we need is scriptural study to grow. Maybe. But what I found the answer, different leaves of bhakti needs to be practiced to grow. It is not like if I don't hear, automatically I will remember. It's never going to happen. I have to hear and hear and hear, then remembrance will come automatically. But if I don't hear, and don't chant, it's not going to, like, all of a sudden something will happen. It's not going to happen. So where is the area of commitment? Three areas I found the most important for me. One area is sadhana, inner connection, through chanting, following four egalitarian principle. To practice the, Prabhupada writes in 12.9, to practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple, offer prayers, chant Hare Krishna. So this is number one. That's why the commitment we have to make. Second commitment we should make on Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means studying Srila Prabhupada's book and hearing his lecture. All the devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada writes, this is in Madhya Lila 25.278, in case if you want to read more. All the devotees connected with the Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated. Otherwise, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal blissful life of transcendental pleasure. And third commitment I found from Prabhupada's book, this is from Srila Prabhupada's lecture. I want to see that all my disciples are engaged 24 hours in the service of the Lord. If one is engaged full time in the service of the Lord under my direction, that is my personal service. Very nice. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Level of commitment, then I'll end here. One level of commitment on sadhana, attending morning program. If you cannot do during the week, at least make this bow for the weekend. Because I'm cultivating few people, outsider like that. Chanting fixed number of rounds. If you cannot chant 16 rounds, you are not initiated, then at least start with 2 rounds or 4 rounds, but must commit to do it every day. And aspiring to be initiated. Then next commitment, attending daily program, morning program, either in the temple or in your house, wherever you can, because you work probably. Chanting particular rounds, definitely. And look forward for initiation, means hearing also some other spiritual master's realization. Then another level of commitment, studying regularly. What does that mean? Daily systematic study of Srila Prabhupada's book. You can take a small book and start one page. If you don't have a time, half page, but every day. And think about it whole day or during your work. Festival service. Taking some responsible service during the festival, especially in Alachua, we need that. Marathon, like a book marathon. Like if you carry a book, actually I am doing this nowadays, it's really working. While I drive to my home, I see this guy every day, early morning, I don't know where he comes from, he's walking there. So I literally stopped and gave him the book and he took it. It was very nice. With a stick? Yeah, how do you know? Okay. Yeah, he has a book, Perfection of Yoga. And also there is another person, exactly right after finishing the class, when I go home, there's two, one elderly and small. They come from nearby. Every day they go, walk by. Also like this. You will be surprised that how much they appreciate. Next time you see them, you wave them and they wave. They're happy. And you are happy. So like this, little commitment, little commitment. It can be done if we are willing to go back home in end of this life. That's all. This is how you will be surprised to see how elevated your consciousness from today and after the commitment in few days. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comment, correction, discussion? No? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada. He's going to take the garment. Careful, careful. Thank you.
Did you give him a book?
Yeah.